The annual meeting of more than 1,400 Boy Scouts of America delegates in Grapevine wasn't open to the public. But news of their decision to allow openly gay youth spread fast. Just down the street from where the vote took place, dozens of former Scouts cheered when they heard that more than 60% of the delegates voted to overturn the ban. Pascal Tessier is an openly gay Boy Scout who traveled here from Maryland. He was
ecstatic. Things actually followed through.
For Tessier, the decision is life-changing. It means he can finally get the Eagle Scout ranking he's been working towards for years. But the decision has deeply divided the Boy Scout community. Many faith-based groups charter local Boy Scout chapters, and they've warned of a mass exodus. John Stemberger is an attorney and Eagle Scout who opposed the resolution. He says his relationship with the organization is over.
Scouting could probably be a still healthy experience for several years, but eventually it will disintegrate, I predict, like the Girl Scouts have and other youth programs that have done this.
The policy takes effect January 1st, so parents still have some time to decide if they'll let their kids participate. David Metcalf of McKinney and his son Sean, who's a Boy Scout, aren't sure whether they'll be back.
We've always had the assurance in the past that we could release him to other adult leaders in the company of other Scouts and he would be safe. We can't trust the National BSA organization any longer.
Recent polls show a majority of Americans do support allowing gay youth in the Boy Scouts, but support for allowing gay adult Scout leaders is lower. At the meeting in Grapevine, the executive committee indicated it would not revisit the ban on gay adults anytime soon. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.